Then I recalled a book given to me by my sister Jean about drunks as desperate as I was, who had found a way to stop drinking. According to this book, these drunks had found a way to live like other human beings, to get up in the morning, go to work, and return home in the evening. This book was about Alcoholics Anonymous. I decided to get in touch with them. I had much difficulty in reaching AA in New York, as AA wasn't as well known then. I finally spoke to a woman, Bobby, who said words I hope I never forget. "I am an alcoholic. We have recovered. If you want, we'll help you." She told me about herself and added that many other drunks had used this method to stop drinking. What impressed me most in this conversation was the fact that these people, 500 miles away, cared enough to try to help me. Here I was, feeling so sorry for myself, convinced that no one cared whether I was dead or alive. I was very surprised when I got a copy of the Big Book in the mail the following day. And each day after that, for nearly a year, I got a letter or a note, something from Bobby or from Bill or one of the other members of the central office in New York. In October 1944, Bobby wrote, "You sound very sincere, and from now on, we will be counting on you to perpetuate the fellowship of AA, where you are. You will find enclosed some queries from alcoholics. We think you are now ready to take on this responsibility." She had enclosed some 400 letters that I answered in the course of the following weeks. Soon, I began to get answers back. In my new enthusiasm, and having found an answer,